This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
When we talk about numbers on Marketplace, we're usually thinking about them in terms of the market. You know, da-da-da-da-da. They don't let me sing much around here. But numbers can have a whole other meaning, depending on where you're from. They can be lucky, like the number 7, or maybe just a number you like. I'm easily amused by palindromic primes, which is just hard to explain. Numbers can be symbolic, like Sweet 16. Rogerson's Book of Numbers is a book all about these numerical meanings. Barnaby Rogerson reflects on the numbers we use every day.
13.
I was brought up for 2 years in Virginia. And it's always obsessed me that there were 13 states that rebelled against Britain, quite rightly. And 13, as we know, is a very unpropitious, unlucky number for the world. And that resonance has been curious to me.
3.
My father-in-law was a banker. Who's been watching the markets all his life, now over 80. And he always told me that 3% was the magical era of growth, both as a farmer and as a business. And his job as a banker was to find out how people were getting more than 3% and how long they could sustain it before they were found out.
0.
I don't really like 0 because you can't list zeros and you can't even list, nothingnesses because you've got to the end of it. And it's also fascinating to find out how late the concept of zero got to the British Isles, not to the 16th century.
42.
I love 42, both because of the bizarreness of the, exploration of the universe. Douglas Adams, when the computer that knows everything in the world is asked to give the answer, and it's just the number 42.